I wonder, just asking you these rhetorical questions now, I wonder what comes to mind when you hear Holy Spirit. I wonder what comes to mind for you, whether it's something that you feel a little bit awkward, uncomfortable about, something you're really excited about, something you're not sure about. I wonder what comes to mind. I wonder what sort of experiences you've had with the Holy Spirit, whether you felt that excitement that you could see amongst the disciples then, whether you felt that sense of excitement, found yourself empowered with skills and talents that are not from you. I wonder how you'd like the Holy Spirit to manifest himself within you, how you'd like to experience the Holy Spirit, how hopefully you'd all like to experience more of the Holy Spirit. Different people experience things in different ways, and I'm no expert on this, obviously. I know that I've heard Jeremy Bishop talk about this and the gifts of and so on before in a sermon, so he'd be the one to ask more about. But I know for myself, listening to the story again today, listening to that lovely reading from David, and also from the story that opened the book, it speaks to me about different ways that I have experienced the Holy Spirit. That idea of the speaking in different languages, I haven't done that, but that talking in tongues, that kind of feeling of warmth that comes over you when you find yourself speaking in a language you don't really understand and know and doesn't really make sense. There's a wonderful feeling. So if you feeling brave and you want to explore that today, we'll have some prayer ministry. We'll have some time in the side there where you can wrap a blanket around you and maybe have a little chat with God in the side chapel there. Maybe you felt that feeling of warmth and joy. There was clearly warmth and joy. I know that when I was a couple of years ago, I remember going for a walk through the fields and feeling that real warmth and joy as I kind of skipped around the hills and so on, feeling that warmth and joy that is just unexplainable. And again, you can experience that today. We've got the warmth, we've got the candles up there. It'll be pretty warm up there in a minute. And again, wrapping yourself in the blankets, you can take a ribbon and whatever you want to do. Just do whatever you want to do with the Lord. Maybe I've had the experience of that kind of being falling down in the spirit, feeling that shaking feeling as well, which is sort of uncontrollable. But yet you know it's safe. So I wonder if you've experienced that, although that's something you would like to pray for yourself. One thing I have had, and again, this isn't necessarily the most pleasant experience, but I've had that conviction of sin when I've had the Holy Spirit as well within me. So I've had that conviction of sin and that feeling of genuine tears. I remember being at Lee Abbey, I think it was about 2014 or something like that, and knowing that something I was doing was wrong and having that real conviction of sin and being pinned to the spot until I was really convicted of it and then received prayer ministry. So, you know, it can be exciting, it can be joyful, it can be unexplainable. But it's definitely something that I believe that we are all given the chance to explore with the Lord. It's that real sort of feeling of living fully with the Lord. You can explore in different ways today. If you don't want to move, because if you're just not that sort of person that wants to move and you actually want to spend some time, there's the Bibles. I'd encourage you to read through Acts 2 yourself. Under your chairs, there's a pencil and a flame. And I'd encourage you to write down on that flame what the Lord is saying to you today, what you think the Holy Spirit is speaking to you about today. So write that on your slip of paper under your seat. Up there we have some flames. We know that one of the ways that the Holy Spirit came down upon the disciples was with the flames, the Holy Spirit flames, and those lovely headbands as well that we had made and you were wearing. So go light a flame. Andrew's going to be up there keeping an eye on that. Obviously, parents, keep an eye on your children with flames and so on. Over there, we've got a map of the world. It talks about going out in the whole world, didn't it? And it talks about those people from all over the world. If there's a place in the world where you would like to see God's love, I encourage you to write it, maybe in a different language, on a poster and stick it all over that map. Where would you like to see more of God's love in the world? And hopefully that map will be completely covered with words of love. Here, we're going to spread some maps on the floor. These are maps of kind of the local area, North Devon, kind of some of them are a bit of a bigger area. And I've got some confetti. Now, I've got tons of confetti, so don't take like huge handfuls, please. But I'd like you to sprinkle the confetti where you'd like to see God's love in North Devon. I'll just rip Pete's maps up, his OS maps here. Spread the confetti and maybe take a piece of confetti away in your pocket and actually physically put that in a place in North Devon where you would like to see that. Then we have the flame continuing at the back, or just feel free to sit and Rachel's going to play some quiet music. So I'll give you about 5 or 10 minutes just to spend some time now exploring what God's saying to you, exploring the Holy Spirit. There'll also be, if I could ask maybe the prayer ministry team if they'd like to come here. So if you want to receive some prayer, it doesn't have to be connected to what we're doing today about anything, or you just want to receive prayer without saying anything, if you'd like to come here, then please do. So, Rachel, if you'd like to come up, if you'd like to move when you're ready, or stay where you are.